When you were very young, the first language you spoke was Ponca?
Mm-hmm.
You speak Ponca today?
Oh, yeah. I hate to say this. I hate to mention it even. We're losing our language.
Yeah.
Nobody speaks Ponca. Very few. If there's anybody left.
There is.
Okay.
When did you start speaking English?
When I went to school at White Eagle. It's a little elementary school.
And you were, what, 6 years old then?
I was 7 years old. I started late. I was very smart. No, I picked up very easy the language.
That was when you first were introduced to English.
Yeah, I started speaking English. And I never stopped.
When you were in school, could you speak Ponca in school?
No, we can't speak in the class, is that what you mean? No. It was a no-no.
What if you did?
I don't know. Nobody spoke. They said no, and that's it. We listened. We listened to our teacher.
Was that because they just wanted you to really learn English?
Yeah.
It's kind of what they do today. They immerse kids into French classes and Spanish classes.
Mm-hmm.
This was the first immersion then, probably, in English. And they didn't want them to speak Ponca, not because they didn't respect. Would that be true?
Well, probably at that level, at that school, and the other boarding schools, it was looked upon a little more harshly. Punishments were very severe in boarding schools if you spoke your language.
So then after grade school, where did you go?
I tried to go to school at the white school in Ponca City. Junior class, senior. Couldn't make it. So I went back to Chalaco.
Chalacqua?
Chalaco.
Chalaco. Chalaco. And it isn't chili coco. Yeah, that's what some white people say.
Tell me what that was like.
Oh, it's just another school, except it's all Indians.
Was it a boarding school?
Yes. We slept and ate there. We never saw our parents for quite a while.
How old were you then?
14, 15 years old.
Was that a good experience for you?
Yeah, I think so. Coming off a reservation.
Where was that school located?
North of Newkirk. 3 miles from the state line.
Yeah.
Kansas state line.
Who operated that school?
U.S. government.
U.S. of A. government.
Now, your parents thought this was good for you to go to that school?
Yeah.
So this was run by, as we say, the white man.
Mm-hmm.
How did they treat you? Were they respectful of you?
Oh, yeah. Yes. They're all Indian kids. They have to treat us so that we can learn what they were trying to teach us. It's pretty hard coming off a reservation and doing all Indian traditions.
You said Indian traditions. Did they want you to keep those Indian traditions, or were they telling you to forget those traditions?
Forget them. But I don't know whose idea it was. We had Indian clubs.
Indian clubs?
Uh-huh. Indian groups. Different, all mixed, but all Indians. But we were treated right, I thought.
Barbara, do you have any recollection of talking about it?
No, I think she has very pleasant memories. Any memory she's ever talked to us about has been very pleasant. Because she was with her relatives and friends, and she made lifetime friends there. So it was a good experience for her. Her father instilled in her the need to be educated. She followed the rules. She wasn't a rule breaker. So I believe she got along real well there. She was even a favorite for some of the teachers because she was scholarly and she caught on quickly and everything.
Oh, that was pounded in our heads.
But some of the other kids at Chalaco and other boarding schools across the United States were severely reprimanded for speaking their language, for doing anything. One that always stands out in my mind is having a rubber band placed in your teeth and then they would pull the rubber band back and snap it on your mouth and, of course, make your lips swell up and everything as a reminder not to speak your native tongue. And the hand wrappings with the rulers and the knees and, you know, things like that. But that one rubber band example was just kind of horrendous to me.
Did that happen to you?
No.
No.
No. But
these are stories that you heard about these government schools.
Yes. And there's many, many more that are equally horrific. There's been books written about them now. Now people are starting to talk about them.
What was the government trying to do? They wanted these...
they wanted us to forget our Indian language.
And that's probably forget your whole traditions of the
culture.
Was Barbara a good daughter? Did you have...
Oh, yeah. All three of them were.
Yeah. I was the best.
They all listened to me. And their daddy.
In the ceremonies on the powwows, it's only men who participate in. Is that true or not?
Well, originally, our dances were what they call man dances, hedushka. We have those usually in the late spring. We still have those. Then we have this powwow that's not a ceremony. It's a social gathering. And it's become very popular because in the hedushka, only the men can dance. The women can dance at their seats. But the powwow, the social event, everybody can dance. It's caught on throughout Indian country, and it's a time when we can go down there, and most of my relatives, our relatives, are there. So she gets to see all the grandkids and great-grandkids and the other relatives that live out of state.